Jay, it's always interesting to talk about your observations. You've covered New York politics for well beyond a decade. Anything else that you'd like to comment on the mayor's race?
I think what's probably most interesting is this notion, and I've alluded to it, but this notion of effectiveness versus likability. And Rudy Giuliani, to some degree, succeeded in the same way. I remember in 1997, we went out to an African-American middle-class neighborhood in Queens, St. Albans, after Rudy Giuliani was reelected, overwhelmingly. Rudy Giuliani had had a terrible relationship with the African-American community from 1989 on, but from 1993, his election on, terrible relationship. I don't recall if he came very close to winning or he did win in St. Albans. And when we talked to people on the street, why? They all said they didn't like him, but crime was down. The streets were safer. Things were better. And I think at the end of the day that voters, as much as we talk about how much voters vote just about who they like, who would they most like in their living room, when you're talking about incumbency, effectiveness trumps likability. And I think there's case after case of that, at least in New York City, where that is true. And Mike Bloomberg is not very well liked, but he is well respected. And that, in this year, with this economy, with the troubles facing the city, is an advantage that will be very difficult for Bill Thompson to overcome.